This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon. My first guest today is Aaron Elmore, the co-artistic director and co-founder of Theater in the Rough. Aaron, welcome.
Good afternoon.
So we are talking via Zoom today. I'm noticing, Aaron, that you are in what looks to be a workshop, a workspace. Is that where, as part of your Theater in the Rough work, that you create sets and do a lot of your work?
Yep, a lot, just about anything we need in the messy end happens right here. We have we're living in a place now that has lots of rooms, so we have a clean space as well for costumes and masks and glue and things like that. But down here is all the dust and wood.
Well, I am noticing just in what I can see of your space that it's very neat and organized. So that's impressive.
Well, that's very, thank you.
The camera is strategically placed. So Aaron, you're here to talk about safe, real live theater in the pandemic. But let's first have you tell us about Theater in the Rough for those who may not be familiar. What is Theater in the Rough?
Theater in the Rough was started by my wife, Katie Jensen, and I back in 1991, of all times. It's quite a long time ago now. And we've been doing a lot of Shakespeare, some classics, other plays that we liked, adaptations, original work, lots of dance, music, mask work, puppets. We've ranged through all the different forms that are available and convenient to us. We've learned tons over the years, and I still think we're getting good at it. The miracle was the first show we ever did had two people in it, and the first night, six people came, but people kept coming, and they're still coming, and we're just delighted. Then, in the year 2000, there was a giant pandemic, so we got to the point where we decided we just had to do a play. So, Theater in the Rough, which has been had a number of homes over the years, most recently in the new McFeeters Hall, which isn't so new anymore. But we realized months ago as we started to consider that Juno wasn't going to feel safe going to McFeeters Hall to see a play. So we decided it had to be outdoors. And then we decided that the audience is going to be masked, that it would be a show of solidarity if the actors were masked. Well, we're still going to try to keep the front row of folks about 20 feet away from us. But we searched around for different venues, and the venue we decided on was the Pioneer Pavilion down in Sabico Park, right next to the Treadwell Arena. And it's served us pretty well. It is out in the weather, and we have to say already or apologize for not getting a roof over the audience. But we'll be working on that, hopefully, barring other disasters, in the future. But for now, we've been spending the past several months working on a new production of As You Like It, which we've adapted to our abilities and capabilities, and we've been working on it now since May. It's one of the longest rehearsal processes that we've ever been involved in, but that had to come from all the unknowns that all of us know so much about now. We know our unknowns, and now we've found a way that we can actually try to produce a play, so we've staged the entire thing with the actors not making direct contact. So for a romantic comedy like As You Like It, that's been a challenge at sometimes in a play where you can't hold hands, can't kiss, can't hug, do those things that you normally can do. But we found some wonderful ways to try to make it plain what was going on. And we've also, in the adaptation, we've managed to skew some of the roles around to things that we're better at. There's supposed to be a character named Charles the Wrestler, who's supposed to be has an altercation with one of the other characters. We just decided that it was too hard to do a wrestling scene in this environment, so we've changed it to Charles the Master of Fence, so they can keep far enough apart each other, waving swords at each other, and that seems to work pretty well. It's also something we've enjoyed and know quite a bit about. So we've been working with an expanding and contracting crew over these past months. Some people have just not been able to continue with us all the way to the end. But we've gathered this crew. Now we have 13 people who are going to put on this play. And we're going to try to have a preview tonight. And we're going to try to open it tomorrow night.
Okay, so it sounds like you are making a lot of accommodation for the fact that we are in the middle of a pandemic. I'm also curious just the accommodation of doing a play outside. We're not used to outside performance here in Juneau. How is that as an actor on your voice, on projecting, being out in the cold as you're rehearsing?
Every single thing that anybody, I think, has tried to do over the past 3 or 4 months, they've found any basic activity has been harder during this period of time. As certainly continues to be true of doing a play outdoors in Southeast Alaska, this summer in particular has been harder. It's a great strain to be out in the rain and the wet and try to be concentrating on character relationships and your lines and making sure you keep your gear dry and making sure you keep your feet dry and making sure you also stay away from everybody. And there's been some steep curves on this. It's over this weekend. I feel like we may have passed a certain bellwether because the weather was quite inclement out there and we stuck it out. It's Friday night and we were going to run act one. And I turned to Katie and I said, this is the weather conditions under which, if this were a performance, we would absolutely say, you know what, folks, this is just too much. It's not safe for us on stage because it's really slippery when the rain blows in. It's not going to be hearable by the audience because of the rain pattering down on their hoods and their umbrellas. We would cancel on a night like this. But by the time I realized this, we were 20 minutes into the run and the actors were just going after it. And I just couldn't bear to stop them. And we ended up finishing the entire run. We took notes, we worked some things, and then I sent them all home. It's been quite an amazing challenge, but it's been inspiring to work with this group of people. I'd love to read their names, if you don't mind my doing that.
Please do. Yeah, great.
Sure. Our cast includes Eddie Jones, who's been with us right from the very beginning of Theater in the Rough, I think. And he's playing Charles, the master of fence. Eddie likes working with his weapons, and that's a great treat for us. Becky Orford, I think she's done 23 shows with us over these years, but she's playing the rightful Duchess. There are two characters in this, a number of characters actually had their gender changed, and there's a number of really good reasons for doing that, and not all of them having to do with putting the best actor in the part that suits them best. Some of them had to do with altering the script to suit what we want to say. And so anyway, Becky's doing a wonderful job as the rightful Duchess who's been banished to the Forest of Arden. Her brother, the bad Duke Frederick, is played by Dan Wayne. Travis Croteau is our guitar-playing Lord of the Means. And Maisie Messing is our bass-playing Dennis. And we're very happy to have a couple of live musicians in this. And we also have featured recorded music and dancing, which has been choreographed by Katie Jensen. And it's wonderful. And Katie is also playing the melancholy Jaques. This is a very famous role in this play and is also, of course, responsible for those wonderful lines, "All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players." These are no mere players, though. These are heroes here. Valerie Collins is playing the role of the beau, also Phoebe later on. Myself am playing the role of Adam, and also a sort of a conflation of a role originally assigned to a woman named Audrey. I've changed the name to Audie, and you just have to come to experience what he's all about. Now, Connor Chaney is back after many, many years playing the bad brother, Oliver. Connor was here in town planning to spend the summer on Shelter Island. And then the pandemic hit, and we called him up to see if maybe he would be willing to play a part. And we didn't even get a chance to offer him a role before he said, yes, I want to do a play. Gabriel White, we've known for many, many years. We never had a chance to actually work with him, but he's on stage with us playing the young Orlando Du Bois, our hero's love interest, and he's doing a wonderful job. Denise Scott, longtime ruffian, playing the role of Touchstone, the clown. Molly York, playing Princess Celia, is our hero's bestie. And Natalia Spengler is playing the role of Rosalind, our hero in this play. And every single one of these folks has given up so much time and effort. And it's not just the rehearsals they come to, it's also private rehearsal. It's all volunteer. Because of our need to be outdoors and our need to be in the weather, we had also had to preserve the rights to be able to say, you know what, folks, this is just too hard, it's dangerous or whatever. We have to be able to preserve the rights to cancel a performance if it just gets too nasty. And because of that, we just didn't want to try to deal with refunds. And so these are free. just come on out. Now, we're going to set up places for about 20 different households within nice vocal range of the stage. And we are cranking it out. We're also in masks, so you're not going to be able to see our mouths, but we will have diction like you wouldn't believe. And we'll try to get this play to you. Beyond that, I don't see how we can keep people away, but we'll try the best we can to try to get the play out to you. But of course, the further and further away you go, there is a law of diminishing returns there. So hopefully people will want to see it, be vigilant, they'll come back. I expect we can get this play on a nightly basis to between 50 and 60 people, but we've never done this ever before. So please, you know, bear with us, and we'll do the best we can to try to accommodate everybody. If you bring a tent, we're probably trying to push you towards the back because it's going to obscure the view for a lot of people. Please bring your own chairs. Please bring masks, and you can bring snacks if you like. It's outdoors, after all. If there's an airplane that flies over, we're going to try to stop the performance for a bit. If there's a bus that comes and parks there and then takes off again, we have to hold for that sort of thing. So there will be moments where you will be right out of the play and right back into Savico Park again. But then we'll try to take you back to the Forest of Arden as quickly as we can.
Okay, so As You Like It, why did you choose this play for this summer performance?
We decided that Juno needed a comedy above all things. It's been on our list to do it again. We've done it once before. But it just seemed like a good time for a play that involves heroic efforts of self-transformation that ends in four weddings. That just seems like a good subject for right now. And as I said, it has been on our list for a long time, and we have a number of plays that we really wanted to do. We're looking now at how that's going to happen, and we really don't know. It doesn't seem reasonable to try to do a play outdoors in November, which would be our usual month for doing another play. So it's apt to be fair weather sorts of playing for us, at least for the conceivable future. So if people want a dose of theater, this might be your chance here for a bit, at least from Theater of the Rough. So I hope everybody who wants to come out. It's a dangerous thing always to come see a play. You have to be with people no matter what, even though if you're 10 or 15 feet away from them, you have to get out of your house and leave behind your Netflix and your favorite activities. But most people who've been to a live play come back, I think, because there's something about it that feeds you. I think that's why we keep coming back to it. And hopefully this gift, which we're really making for Juno, will be received as such. Try to keep everybody as safe as we possibly can, and I hope everybody enjoys it.
Well, Aaron, let's talk about the logistics. You've got a preview tonight starting at what time?
That's right. We're doing performances earlier, and this is as a courtesy to the folks who live up on St. Anne's, who are not particularly keen about listening to loud music being broadcast into the evening. So if we start at 6:30, which is our intended start time, then the play will be all well and done by about 9:15. And that way we can be pulling down our bits and pieces and packing up our U-Haul van and be ready to head home well before 10 o'clock, I should think. It probably takes us about 15, 20 minutes to break all of our bits down. And then we'll open. This is a preview tonight. So we always think of the preview as our last rehearsal. So you might see us stop the action. If something needs to be stopped or adjusted, that can always be kind of fun. But tomorrow night we'll open, and then we'll run it on Friday and Saturday. Also, all those will be at 6:30. Then next weekend, we're going to run Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 6:30. And then we'll have a Sunday matinee to close this whole thing down at 2 o'clock on Sunday, August 2nd.
Okay. Well, I will share that we live right above the pavilion. We look down on it, and I have a 7 and a 9-year-old who've had the opportunity to come down and watch you rehearse. And last night at 10 o'clock at night, they looked down from the porch and saw all the beautiful lights you had strung up in the pavilion as part of your set. And they insisted we take them down so they could see some of the magic that was happening there. So Yeah, it's been really great. They're very excited to come see the show. And, you know, kind of brings me to my next question. Do you have any recommended Shakespeare primers for people? This may be their first Shakespeare performance, or they want to catch up on the plot of As You Like It before they see you guys perform it. What are some good resources for that?
I don't know of a film version. Most people want to watch a movie of the play that they go see. And of course, it's very hard to recommend anybody read a play. Plays are difficult to read because you're given so little information, and it's really an audio-visual medium, right? It really is intended to be seen and acted. It's not intended ever to be read, although Shakespeare reads in a certain way, and scholars love it, and some scholars think that nobody should ever perform it. It should be just left on the page. But they're not in charge, and luckily we get to do as we please with this material. I would think when we did the readings of all the entire folio a number of years ago, back in 2016, lots of people brought their books along and read along with it. That's perfectly fine, people. But, of course, this adaptation is going to jump around a little bit, and you're going to see some unfamiliar words in a couple of places. That might be a bit jarring. I'm sure there are cliff notes, but there's a – what is that wonderful resource? Katie's had a – if you put something into a search engine about, you know, finding some notes about As You Like It, I don't think you'll have any trouble finding a wealth of resources online that will get you all boned up. And I can't think of an age that's inappropriate for this play, as long as they can handle watching something outdoors. And I'd let everybody make their own decisions about that. We are going to try to keep households together, so we'll have little signs out there. If there's couples, we'll try to put the couples a little bit closer together, so they'll be about 12 feet from the other groups. If you cluster around the sign, you'll be at a safe distance. And we'll have a couple of areas where there's for larger groups, a bigger family where four or five or six people can cluster up. But please bring your own chairs and wear your long underwear, because yeah, watching a 2.5-hour play outdoors, sitting still, that can be hard. So we'll invite people to stand up and stamp their feet and do whatever they need to do. Hopefully we can arrange the audience in such a way that when that kind of activity is going on, people are not terribly distracted if they're sitting behind you. But we'll just try to make it work.
All right. Well, Aaron Elmore from Theater in the Ref, thank you so much for your time today. Again, to recap, you guys are going to be doing performances of As You Like It out at the Pioneer Pavilion down at Sandy Beach starting tonight. There's a preview at 6:30, running through this weekend, 6:30 at night start times, as well as next weekend. Did I miss anything?
That's it. Apart from our closing matinee, too. People really like those matinees. Some people do. We're going to try to get everybody who wants to see this coming on in. And it'll sort of be on a first come, first serve basis, but we won't be out there until probably about 5:30 at the earliest. So calibrate.
Okay. Well, Aaron, thank you so much. And thank you to you and all of the players for creating this really cool opportunity for us to experience live theater and do it in a way that is safe for all.
It is our great pleasure. I'm fairly certain that we're one of the first in the country, possibly in the world, to try to do this during the pandemic. We're going to give it a go.
All right, Aaron, have a great afternoon. And I almost said good luck tonight. I'm going to say break a leg. I think that's the lingo, right?
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.